Hey everyone, thank you so much for taking time to listen to this week's sermon. It's our hope that this resource will grow you in your faith, hope, and love for Jesus. Please help us get the word out by following us on social media and sharing resources just like this. And if today's message has compelled you to take a next step in faith, please let us know by commenting on this post, sending us a personal message, or contacting us at the church office. Praying and believing that God will change you in a powerful way through His word. Blessings.
I am so glad you're here on a snowy, cold January day. And this morning, we're looking at Job chapter 23, verse 10. This is the verse that the Lord placed on my heart this week. And here in Job 23, 10, Job testifies, He knows the way that I take when He has tested me. I shall come forth as gold. This phrase, as good as gold, which I'm using as the title of the message today, is a phrase that is often used in terms of behavior. We might say on a rare occasion, the children were as good as gold. Maybe you've heard someone say that. But here in this tremendous testimony and statement of faith that Job gives to us, I'm using the word good here in terms of outcome. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. Not that all things are good. That's not what it says. God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. When we think about gold, gold in its raw form, as we find it in the earth, is contaminated. It has to be refined and purified by fire. There's a process that takes place. The process for Job, the process in his life and in his faith, it was filled with mysteries and questions and trials and tribulations and sufferings. But the outcome in the purposes of God was good. The outcome was genuine, pure gold. What we learn from the story of Job, the life of Job, is that there are questions and mysteries in this life that will never be solved, never be answered this side of heaven. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, God says, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Trying to come to some kind of complete and full understanding of God and life from the outside looking in, it only leads to frustration and futility. And yet the main question and mystery of life is answered and solved when we come to know God in a personal way, when Jesus comes into our lives and we're born of the Spirit, at least we come to the full knowledge and assurance that God created us and that He has a plan and a purpose and a future for us. But having said that, as we walk through this life in a fallen and a broken world, we sometimes find ourselves struggling somewhere between the goodness of God and the pain and the problems of life. There may be times, God forbid, when the thought might try to creep into our minds. If God is good, if God is all powerful, then why this? Where is God in this? Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why do children suffer? Why do the wicked prosper? Why do bad things happen to good people? If God has all the power, then why doesn't He step in and do something? And this, my friends, is exactly why the book of Job is so vitally important to us. Because right here, in the midst of all of the questions and the mysteries and the trials and tribulations and suffering that Job was going through, he gives us a testimony. He gives us a statement of faith that has endured down through the centuries, and it speaks to anyone who has ever been there or will be there. You, today, you may be going through a season of testing in your life. You may be going through the fire. You may be going through a time of trial. But praise God, you're here today. You got up on a cold, snowy January day. You came into God's house. You're alive today. You're alive to see another day, to fight the battles of another day. Maybe you're here today and things are going quite well. But understand this. You will eventually go through it. Because Jesus promised that you would. His promise is as good as gold. Look at what Jesus said here in John 16:33. Here on earth, you might have... That's not what it says. Here on earth, you will, not might. You will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart. Jesus said, because I have overcome the world. Amen. Job said in this great statement, such a great testimony, He knows the way that I take, and when He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. I believe Job teaches us at least three very important lessons of faith. Lesson number one, faith is trust, not sight. That's where we need to begin. Because listen, Christian friend, if you go through this life just based on what you can see and what you can feel, you are going to end up shipwrecked in your faith. No, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. God sees everything. God knows everything. God understands everything. But when we cannot see or know or understand, that's when we trust Him, even in the darkest moments of this life. When we don't feel the presence of God, that's when we trust by faith. When you think about the humanity of Jesus, He was there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He felt the pressure of the whole world upon Himself, and He fell down there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and He said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And Jesus said, my soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Then when they put Him on the cross, you remember, He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's how in our humanity we might feel at times when divorce comes into the family, or the death of a loved one, or there's a failed pregnancy, a child dies, there's some life-threatening illness, financial chaos, turmoil, all these problems. We might feel like God's not there, but He is there. You remember what David said? David said, God, if I had sinned into the heavens, you are there. If I descend down into the depths, You are there. God is with us. He does see and know and understand even when we can't see or know or understand. Job struggled. Look at this. Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments." And then Job said, "Look, I go forward, but he's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him." Job did struggle, but praise God, he came to a place where his faith rose up in this testimony, in this statement of faith. And he said, "I may not be able to see God, but God sees me. He knows the way that I take. And when he has tested me, the outcome of it is going to be good, because God knows what the outcome will be." In the Old Testament, the story of Hagar is one that's very important. It's a story that speaks to anyone who has ever been a victim. Because Hagar, she was pregnant and alone. She was rejected. She was driven into a barren wasteland. And there in that agonizing time of her life, God showed up. And God spoke to her. And this is what Hagar said in response to the visitation of God. "Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. 'You are the God who sees. El Rohi, the God who sees.'" And she said, "Have I seen him who sees me?" God sees us. Back in the Old Testament, God's people in the book of Exodus, you know, they were under severe oppression. And the people began to cry out to God. And God answered. They cried out because of their taskmasters, because of this oppression. And God said in Exodus 3:7, "I see their oppression. I hear their cry. And I know their sorrow. And I've come to deliver them." No, God knows what we're going through. He sees. And though his hand may seem invisible to us at times, his presence may not be apparent, he is there. He hasn't left us. He hasn't forsaken us. So, lesson number one, faith is trust, trusting him, not sight. Lesson number two, faith is a journey, not a destination. There's a process here. Job said, "When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." There was a destination for Job. But in his walk of life, he was met with severe testings and sufferings and trials. But he hadn't yet reached his destination. That's when we need faith. Look, when we get to heaven, we're not going to need faith like we need as we have here on earth, because faith will be sight. Look at what Paul said here. "Not that I have already obtained all this or already have arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold for that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind." Maybe that's a word for some of you here today. You need to just forget the past. Today is a new day. "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. There's something I want you to notice here in this statement that Job made. I don't want you to miss this. Job said, when he has tested me. Job did not say when my circumstances have tested me. He didn't say when the devil has tested me. The devil cannot test you. God is the one who tests. The devil tempts. The devil's the accuser. God is the tester. So I want you to see this and get a hold of this. Because yes, Satan attacked Job in every way possible, but that's not the whole story. God was in control. There was never a time when God was not in control. There was never a time when God did not have a plan and a purpose. And today, even though we're walking through all these things, God has a plan and a purpose. Can you say amen to that? If you today are a blood-bought, born-again Christian believer, I'm here to tell you that nothing can touch your life but what God allows. And if God allows it, then He has a purpose for it. And it's your job to find out what that purpose is. I've been saying for years, any of you who've listened to me preach for a long time, I've been saying that we as Christian believers, we need to have a file in our minds with a heading over it, wait for further information. Because we might go through something, we may go through something and it may be years until we look back and see where God was working. We may not have understood it at the time. But then looking back, we might say, yeah, I can see how God was working there. And so sometimes we just have to wait till the answer comes. And here's the thing also today. Look, I'm glad you're in church today. You don't know how happy it makes me that you came to church today. But if you're living in habitual sin, I'm not talking about an occasional stumble. I'm talking about if you're living in habitual sin and you're walking in disobedience to God, God may send a rod of correction into your life, not because He wants to punish you, but because He loves you. He wants to draw you to a place of strength and spiritual growth. And even if you're doing everything that you know you can do as a Christian believer, you're following the Lord and you're trying to be obedient every single day, the trials and the testings may still come. But here's the good news. Look at this. What should we do as Christian believers? Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, endurance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may, why? So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's the place where God wants to bring us. Here's what God wants to know about you today, okay? God wants to know today, are you in for the long haul? Jesus said, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. This is not a game. We're talking about discipleship. Jesus gave everything he could give on the cross to redeem us. And he's not going to take second place. So, are you in for the long haul? Will you love and trust him when things are going bad in your life, things aren't going well for you? Are you still going to love Him? Are you still going to trust Him? Will you cling to the truth of His Word? Even when you feel like throwing in the towel, when you feel like you're just at the end of your rope, you want to just give up? Will you serve Him and obey Him even in those dark and difficult times of life. Here's what you need to know about God. God is good. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. God is trustworthy. God has a plan, and He will never leave or forsake His own. I was reading this week in preparation of this message, I was reading again about the great missionary Hudson Taylor, and there was a time when missionaries were being captured and killed all around him, and it was such an agonizing time for him, and he was just writing there and saying that it was such a difficult time that he felt basically almost like paralyzed. He said, I can't read, I can't think. And he listed all these things that he could not do. But he said this. He said, one thing I can do, I will trust. When there's nothing else, I will trust God. What is the old saying? I'm sure you probably heard it. When you can't trace God's hand, you can, what? Trust His heart. And so, here's a question we all need to answer. You need to answer this today. Is God good? Can God be trusted to do the right thing? If you can't answer that with confidence, if you doubt, if you're doubting in your heart and mind that God is good and God's going to do the right thing, you're really no different than an unbeliever out there. But if you can say with full confidence, yes, God is good. God has a plan. God takes care of His own. Then I want to tell you today, if you can say that, there's nothing that the devil or life can throw at you that you and God cannot handle together. If God is for you, what? Who can be against you? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The battle is the Lord's. Always remember that. The battle is the Lord's. Here's the last lesson of faith that I want to share with you this morning. And this is important. Very important. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. I want to tell you, I want to encourage you today. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. None of us do. But no matter what happens, I want to tell you today, based on the authority of God's Word, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope today. Amen. Job said, I shall come forth as gold. The devil threw everything he had at Job. And when Job was down and out, when Job was at the very lowest point, his critics came disguised as friends. But Job did not curse God. Job did not cuss his critics. Job rose above it. He rose to a place of faith. And he declared to the world. He declared to the devil. He declared to his critics. Even if God snuffs out my life. Even if God kills me. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And now, let me give you the rest of the story. The Bible tells us that the end of Job's life was more blessed than the beginning. Let me share with you today what I don't know. I know you all probably think, I know everything. You probably look at me like, no, I'll confess what I don't know. I don't know all the answers to the questions and the mysteries of life. I don't need to know. I don't even struggle to know. I don't know why bad things happen to good people. I don't know what you may be going through, something that has gone wrong in your life. When the answer is going to come for you, I don't know. But here's what I know today. I know that God is never late. I know that. I've experienced that. God is never late. You remember, you talk about testing. Remember Abraham? What a test. Abraham, take your son Isaac, that child that they waited for years to have. Take that child up to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice. You talk about a test. And Abraham went to the midnight hour in obedience. But then, in God's timing, God spoke. And Abraham looked over and there was a ram caught in a thicket. And there he proclaimed another name for God. Not only is God El Rohi, but God is Jehovah Jireh. And that's what Abraham proclaimed. My God will provide. And that provision was there. You see what I'm talking about today? That provision was there already before Abraham ever got there. God knows what you have need of in your life today. So I know that God is never late. I know that God is always in control. The earth is the Lord's. And everything it contains, the world and the people who dwell in it. Psalm 24, verse 1. The devil may win some battles, but I want to tell you today, you can mark it down. God has already won the war. The outcome has already been written. I know today that testings for the child of God are not just random acts of fate. I know that God is good and causes all things to work together for the good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. I close with this. Here's another testimony. I'll just come to a close in this message now because I want God to minister to someone today. Don't come forward because of me. If you have a need, do it for yourself. If you need God to touch you, if you need to surrender something, if you need to ask Him into your heart and life, then do it today. But here's what Paul said in Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The end is going to be gold. The end's going to be pure gold. Praise God. And one day, faith is going to be sight. Right now, we need to walk by faith. We need to trust God.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this week's sermon. It's our hope that this resource will grow you in your faith, hope, and love for Jesus. Please help us get the word out by following us on social media and sharing resources just like this. And if today's message has compelled you to take a next step in faith, please let us know by commenting on this post, sending us a direct message, or contacting us at the church office. We are praying and believing that God will change you in a powerful way this week through His Word. Blessings.